Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Benny King, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back one of the classics.
Be afraid.
Yeah, I kept playing a little bit there, Kev.
Be afraid just as long as you stand, stand by.
That could be America talking to you, small business owners. Stand by me, small business owners. That's what you do. That's the reason why I'm so proud of you, small business owners. That America should be saying that to you. Stand by me. Thank you for standing by me, America, small business. Thank you for all that you do, small business owners. Stand by me. And you do that. You stand by us. You stand by us every day. I know what you do. I know the things that you do. I know how hard you work. I know the sacrifices that you make. I know that all the times that you don't get a paycheck when your employees do, but you don't. I know the sleepless nights. I know what wakes you up in the middle of the night. And yet you stand by. You stand by us. You stand by America. You stand by your business, your employees, their families, your customers, your community. You stand by. You stand a post, small business owners, in your business. And that's why I'm so proud of you. You know, recently we asked you about some things that are being debated right now, which I call the 20th century promises made by our government that are coming due in the 21st century reality. And there's a problem, folks. We got all these promises that were made, you know, generations ago, and they're now coming due. The 21st century payments are coming due, and there's a problem. These promises that are now entitlements are not sustainable financially long term. They're just not. And that means adjustments have to be made in one or two ways. And folks, this is not up for debate. The next two things I'm about to tell you is not Republican or Democrat. It's not liberal or conservative. It's not big business, small business. It's nothing but the truth. This is not to be debated. Number one, we will either solve these things proactively and soon in a planned way that attempts to make the program sustainable, or number two, we will deal with it in default, meaning years from now, maybe sooner than later, they will run out of money and they will collapse and nothing will happen. And folks, we don't have to look very far to see that this is a reality. I mean, people can no longer say that, oh, that's never going to happen. Ask the people in Greece. Ask the people in Ireland. Ask the people in Italy. Ask the people in Spain, Portugal. Especially Greece, though. If you want to see whether what I just said, those two examples, pay me now or pay me later, pay for it now or pay for it later, pay for it in an organized way or pay for it later in default. Look at Greece. Look at California, for goodness sakes. Look at Stockdale, California. Look at some of the others in California. They're the same thing. They made promises in the 20th century that they cannot fulfill, they can't afford in the 21st century. Folks, this is real. So we asked you, we wanted to know what you thought about this scenario last week. And here's what we asked this question. Should we start making entitlements like Social Security, Medicare, etc., self-sustaining now, even if it adjusts your own expectations, even if there has to be an adjustment in what you thought you were going to get? And here's what we learned. 10% said no, the government should fulfill its promises. 4% said they were undecided. So 14%, see, 15, 14, 15, 16%, I've forgotten the exact number, said either no or undecided. 94% said no, that's right, 6%. 2% said no, 4% said undecided, 94%. All the rest said yes. This is how they answered. Yes, better to manage the inevitable than wait for the collapse. That was the option we gave them. 94% of our audience said, I'll choose number one. Proactive, deal with it now while we can plan it and make it sustainable. 94% of you said that. 94 said, yes, let's manage it now. 2% said no, and 4% are undecided. So you see, this is why I'm so proud of you folks. This is what happens when you ask small business owners about a problem. When you give a problem to a small business owner, they will solve that problem. They will evaluate it. They will get to the problem, to the heart of the matter, to the issue at hand. They'll find out where we're stuck. They'll take the necessary steps to fix it. And then they move on to the next issue. They know that they can't keep pushing things forward, because eventually they'll have to fight that again at the same time that they're trying to fight current problems. Why would you keep trying to fight an old problem when we've got all these new things that we need to deal with? Small business owners evaluate a problem, get to the problem, take the steps necessary to fix it, they move on to the next issue. It's yet another example of why I say, if you want to fix America, ask a small business owner how to do it. It's another reason why I say, Main Street, we've got to take back America, because you have better answers, small business owners. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.